morning to you all. Right now, recently there's a great news. The COVID-19 vaccine got approved. The next question is, how to efficiently distribute those vaccines? To vaccinate more than 2 billion people is not a simple thing. Therefore, the government deployed the military force to coordinate with CDC to hope to get this big mission done. Why do I share this information with you right now? The reason is because a lot of things need to prepare ahead of time. Prepare yourself well, prepare the whole organization and the system well. Chinese people usually say, we prepare the military for 1,000 days, but only use them for a day. That's very important. Today, this morning, I'd like to share with you a message called Prepare Yourself to Take a New Path. Year 2020 is full of a crisis and the tragedies, and it's about to be passed. Mankind learned a lot of lessons this year. 4 more days, we're entering a brand new year. Have you prepared yourself well? We need to humble ourselves in front of our great God. So 4 more days, we're going to start a brand new year. Have you prepared yourself well? This morning, we're going to learn a true story about war from the book of Joshua. The background at that time was that Moses had already passed away. Furthermore, besides Joshua and Caleb, the Israelites who were originally out of Egypt were all died at the wilderness. In other words, those people are the new generations of Israelites. By trusting God, led by Joshua, they prepared to enter the beautiful land of Canaan. We all know in the beautiful land of Canaan, there were already residents there. They were the 7 strong and the fearful tribes. Even though God had already promised them to give them the beautiful land of Canaan, but they still need to face the strong and the fearful enemies, learn how to fight for trusting God. So this morning, we are going to read the chapter 3, verse 1 to 4 of the book of Joshua. So I'm going to read for you. Please pay attention to that scenario at that time. Joshua got up early, the early morning, accompanied by all the Israelites. He set out from the Asia Grove and arrived at the Jordan River. 3 days later, the officers went throughout the camp. Giving orders to the people, they said, when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God, being carried by the Levitical priest, then get up, leave where you are, and follow it. Be sure to keep a distance about 2,000 cubits between you and it. Do not come near it, so you can be certain where you are going, since you haven't passed this way before. Since you haven't passed the way before. So what do we see? So we can see Joshua got up really early in the morning, and he had to leave the Acacia Grove and set up the camp near the Jordan River. We know at that time they don't have the modern equipment, so have to wait. Since Joshua was the servant of God, so he had to wait for God's command. That's what the servant of God supposed to do. God has his own time. That's a very important lead from God. So we can tell Joshua was a very wise leader, and he was also very patient. He knew for sure he had to wait for God's time. So after 3 days, we can tell that Joshua had a very strong organizational skill, and his communication skill was very clear, efficient too. He tell his officers when throughout the camp, giving orders to the people, they said that when you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, your God being carried by Levitical priest, then get up. Leave where you are and follow it. You all know that the Ark of Covenant is the most precious thing for Israelites, because the Ark of Covenant represents that God is with his people. So Joshua was really obediently follow God's command. He had a very good organizational skill, and he gave a very clear communication to his people and to tell what his people are supposed to do. So that's something we really need to learn from Joshua. So we all know the Ark of the Covenant is a very precious thing for Israelites, because the Ark of the Covenant represents that God is with his people. The Ark of the Covenant is a rectangle-shaped wood wrapped by the gold. There are two cherubs on top of the lid. They are standing face to face. That represents God is a great God. And so all the angels need to cover their angels, cannot see God face by face. The Ark of Covenant is the representation is God is with his people. And also it says only the tribe of Levites can carry the Ark of a Covenant. We need to understand that fact. Then why those people at that time need to keep a distance from the Ark of a Covenant? Because all the people need to see this was God himself was leading his people up in the front. This is an important point we need to grasp. Yes, God is always the God who fights for us. So all the brothers and sisters, we need to understand this point. It is God right in front of us to lead us. It is Jesus Christ who died for our sin, lead us right in front of us. Right in front of us. If you do agree, please say amen. Praise the Lord. Please pay attention to the last sentence of verse 4. It says, you can be certain where you are going since you haven't passed this way before. In other words, God wanted to lead Israelites to take a brand new path. A brand new path. It's very special. If you were there at that moment, what and how could you feel? Nervous, exciting, or scared and worried? So maybe you have all sorts of complicated feelings. Do not forget, they were about to go to the war to fight. It was a moment of a life and a death in the battlefield. There's so many uncertainties right in front of them. They have no idea what's going to happen next. Have you well prepared yourself? Do you choose to take a path belonging to the world, or you are ready to take a path toward God? Recently, a lot of people all know that recently in Britain, there is a new mutated coronavirus. So a lot of people are extremely scared. because the speed of the infection by the new mutated virus is so fast. In Europe, there are more than 5 countries have the patients who got infected by new mutated coronavirus, and therefore a lot of countries have already stopped the flight from Britain. It seems like one thing after another. No one can predict what's going to happen tomorrow, but everyone wish and hope the new year will be much better. Just like in the New Testament, no one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. Only God knows. But I am very much sure everyone wish and hope the new year will be much better. And people all wish the churches can be resumed the same way next year, so all the brothers and sisters can have a face-to-face worship, and the students can go back to school the same way, face-to-face in the classroom, and the restaurant can reopen again, teachers can teach in the classroom, the society can be prosper again, and we're so willing to have a society like that. We all can fully understand that situation. But people say, some people say that even casino can bring hope to people, because the people in the casino always have the hope, because the casino tries their best to hint you that give one more try, you might win. For the next try, you might get all your principal and your interest back. You will get those money back. Therefore, the people who gamble always have a hope, always think, I must not be so unlucky. One of those tries, I will have a big win. This is so-called hope, which will eventually bring people the ultimate desperation, cause a lot of tragedies in the world. But do you know that God's church is also the place where it can bring people the hope? The hope church brings to people is the true hope, because our hope is based on God's promise. This is totally different than the fake hope created by human beings in the world, because it's the hope by our true God. Our hope is based on God's true promise. This is totally different than the fake hope created by human beings in the world. Totally different. So God, please help us so we can know it. We can learn a lot of good lessons from the book of Joshua when he led Israelites across the Jordan River. Even though they're new generation of Israelites, but they were 100% obeyed to God's command. They absolutely obeyed to God's command. Even though there were so many uncertainties right in front of them, even though there were a brand new path right in front of them, but they well prepared themselves for this new path. Today, what should we do? Should we well prepare ourselves to this brand new path? So even though in the year 2020, if you well counted God's blessing, God bless our church for so many different things. And we continue to expand our Friday night fellowship, South Group Fellowship. Even though we have to stay home, we have a great Zoom fellowship for Friday night, South Group. And Saturday night, we have a great children ministry services. Not just our children in our church, also a lot of the children in Louisville, they come to Zoom online on Saturday morning for this children ministry services. They heard about story about Bible, about God. And our youth ministry become more and more greater and stronger. And next year, January third, I'm going to attend the youth ministry worship. And I need to dress myself up for younger, like a young people. And also, we also have a lot of outreach ministries. We have a Happy Little Station program. And we have a director, Jack Chu. Brother Jack Chu is our great director. And this outreach program, Happy Little Station, can extend to different countries, even to Malaysia, all other countries. We can see God continually lead our church for different new ministries. So as long as we unify all our hearts, closely follow our God, are willing to 100% obey our hearts, and willing to follow God, God for sure will let his great work be done. Let's continually to read the chapter 3, verse 5. Then Joshua addressed the people, "Concentrate yourself, because tomorrow the Lord will do marvelous things among you." So what does concentrate yourself mean? Means outside, they need to take a bath and change new clothes and be very clean. From inside, in their mind, they need to clean and purify their thoughts. Brothers and sisters, the God we trust, believe, is a great God. So all the children of God need to live a holy life. No matter outside or inside, we need to be clean, need to be pure. That's as a children of God, the basic thing we need to do. Then Joshua told people, concentrate yourself, because tomorrow the Lord will do marvelous things among you. Tomorrow the Lord will do marvelous things among you. So when we read this verse, we must be so excited. Then we can tell Joshua already know God was talking to him, and that Joshua totally believed in God's word. Therefore, Joshua had this great faith and told his people, fellow Israelites, and told them, just tomorrow, the Lord will do marvelous things among you. And Joshua was a great leader because Joshua used God's word, God's promise, to encourage his people, his Israelite people. Think about it. The people, Israelite people, received the words from Joshua. They know those words from God, so they can have a great confidence in God's promise. We need to learn from that. One more time, we remind people, at that time, those Israelites, at the second generation of Israelites, they were different than their parents. Their parents were the first generation of Israelites. Those were the people who followed Moses across the Red River. They experienced God's miracles, but those new generations, they didn't. They didn't have those experiences, but they had the faith. They had the faith toward God. What they had was 100% obedience to God, so they have those obedient actions in God. So now let's continue to look at chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. So I read for you. So the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan River, with the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant in full view. When the priest who carried the Ark entered the Jordan River, as their feet touched the water's edge, the water flowing downstream from above stood still in a single location, a great distance away at Adam, a city near that desert. The water that flowed south flowed the sea in the Araha cut off, so the people across opposite Jericho brothers and sisters, can you imagine it, the scenario at that time, the scene at that time? It must be so shocking, extremely shocking. At that time, those new generation of Israelites, when they saw the Jordan River and the Jordan River how shocking they are, how much they were shocked by the God's action. The priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry land in the middle of the Jordan River, while all Israelites crossed on dry land until the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan River. We can tell, how can we see? What do we see? We can see at that time, the priests who were carrying the Ark of Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry land in the middle of the Jordan River, while all Israelites crossed on dry land until the entire nation had finished crossing the Jordan River. So those priests, they were the first come and the last to leave. What does that reveal to us? One more time to confirm. That's the priest's responsibility they should take. So when we read the New Testament, we're more familiar. The Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people to be his very own, and to proclaim the wonderful deeds of the one who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So come to the New Testament time, all the Christians are the priest. What a precious identity. What a precious identity. In the Old Testament, only the Levites among the 12 tribes can be the priest. Only they can be the priest. In the Old Testament was like that, but the New Testament, all the brothers and sisters, we can be the priest, no matter you are. And also, they are the very precious priests. So we need to understand this point. Therefore, as a priest, we have our responsibilities. So God, please help us. We need to understand this point. So what can we see? So as long as we all closely follow our God, there are more wonderful things that's going to happen in the future, because God wants to lead us a new path, because the God we truly believe in is the God who opened the road in the wilderness, created a river in the middle of a desert. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. What a wonderful, great God he is. Now, I'm going to share with you a show by 700 Club, a lot of people who had already watched the program. The 700 Club has been published in different languages in more than 100 countries, helped millions of people know Jesus Christ, No, Jesus Christ, the only one Savior in the world. Actually, the 700 Club is a part of the CBN. The program creator, original creator, if you look at him, the one on the left-hand side is Reverend Pat Robertson, who was a common pastor. And he was just a common pastor. But one day, God clearly directed him to start a Christian television program. He was totally shocked. He was just a common pastor. He had no experience in the area of a mass media. Where can he get this money? Where can he get the people? Where does he start from? He had no idea. But Pat Robertson was so firmly believing this is the thing God wants him to do. So Pat Robertson was very obedient to God. Therefore, by the faith in God, in the 1960s, he bought a small TV television, started a very first Christian channel for television. It was not an easy process. It was not an experience of no frustration, but because of God's promise. Robert Robertson, this year, he's more than 90 years old. He's continually serving God. I really respect him, respect his spirit. He kept experiencing God's miracle works. God led him a brand new path. Now look at CBN channel. It is a Christian television who speaks the truth, reports the true story. They had all sorts of good Christian programs, including children programs and all sorts of great Christian programs. So if you ever watch those programs, please share those programs with your brothers and sisters and your family and friends. And also in Taiwan, Mr. Zheng Guosheng, who started a TV station called The Good News, his daughter composed a great hymn, means the path of grace. Pastor Zheng, he used this great Christian businessman who used to be a great Christian businessman who participates in the church. And he never realized one day God will use him to create the great TV station called Great News. He started the very first Chinese Christian TV station. The purpose of this station is to spread out the gospel to the Chinese-speaking people. He started this very first Chinese Christian TV station. The purpose of the station is to spread out the gospel for the Chinese-speaking people. It is also the very first TV station which broadcast throughout satellite to all over the world to spread out the gospel. And they have all sorts of good programs, including marriage counseling and the children ministry, and even including some cooking programs, all sorts of great programs. And they also started association, the choir, and all sorts of God-initiated work all around the world. So we encourage you and tell your families and friends about this great Christian TV station, The Good News. It's called The Good News Christian TV Station. The good news means we need to share this good news with all our brothers and sisters, families and friends. So God, please help us. Lord, please help us. And also in Seattle, we have a great Christian sister. And 50, 60 years ago, and this sister also started a great Christian ministry service work. And through the air, she teaches English and also had started a great choir. And for this choir, continually, and they produces and composes so many great Christian hymns. So if you think it's a great program, please tell your families and friends about this great ministry work. So what can we see? We can miracle works all around the world. It is God's own lead for the people. So we know our God is continually doing his miracle work. So please do not look down yourself. Please do not look down your cell group. Please do not think small church cannot do anything, because you never know. You never know what God is going to do next step. The most important thing is that we need to prepare ourselves well. We need to prepare our team. We need to prepare well our organization. We need to prepare our hardware, software. When we prepare ourselves well, God will prepare a new path for us. Through Joshua, God told Israelites, you need to live a holy life. Then the Israelites live a holy life. Through Joshua, God told them to follow the Ark of Covenant in the distance. Then the people purely trusting God and obey God. Then when the Levites carried the Ark of Covenant, reached the Jordan, and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing and piled up in a heap a great distance away. It was really scary. It was so scary. It was so shocking. So God, please help us. Israelites completed the crossing of the dry land. Brothers and sisters, the new year is about to come in 4 days. Have you prepared yourself well? Are you preparing yourself? If you ask me in the future, will there be dangers? I will tell you yes. Will there be pressures? Yes. Will there be challenges? Yes. But don't forget, our God in the Bible told us so many times, many, many times, you need to be strong. Don't be scared, because God, our Lord, is with us. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us all unify our hearts. Pray together. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the book of Joshua, chapter 3, right in front of us. We can tell how obedient they are following your lead, Lord. Your miracle work lead Israelites through the Jordan River, walk on the dry land. And later on, command your people to walk around the city of Jericho for 7 times. Then your people walked around the city of Jericho for 7 times. When you command all your people, shout out loud, then all your people shouted out loud. The city of Jericho all collapsed. Oh, our God, you're the God, fight for us. You are the God leading all the soldiers, fight for us. We're not scared of the power of Satan, because our Lord Jesus Christ, you resurrected, you defeated death. You are the victory of the victory. You are the Lord, our Lord. On heaven, on earth, everything, all the powers belong to you, our Lord. Therefore, by trusting God, we will have the victory. God, not only just lead our church, lead all the churches belong to you on earth. We are welcoming the new year. You will open the road or take a new path for us in the wilderness and open the river in the desert. We give all the praise and the glory to you. We pray in Jesus Christ's victorious, holy, precious name. Amen. 因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。现在让我们为我们的奉献做上祷告。我们天上的父啊，求您悦纳从我们手中的奉献，因为这一切都是从神的爱的源泉而来，让我们更加的有爱心，更加的愿意奉献。